When I asked the director of the Region 9 Economic Development District to give us a business report card for Southwest Colorado, she sounded a note of caution.
I would say we are still seeing the impacts, primarily because when it hit in March, it was already a shoulder season. So a lot of the industries that were affected by closures were already seeing lower numbers.
That's Laura Lewis-Marchino. She also pointed out one bright spot.
We aren't seeing the job loss numbers that I expected, at least not in our region.
She gives credit to the Payroll Protection Plan loans, or PPP, that many small businesses were able to get. She also notes that the pandemic started between ski season and summer tourism, a period referred to as shoulder season. It's usually a slow time for many tourism-based businesses, which Marchino notes makes up about 30% of the region's economy. Now that summer is here, some of them have been able to partially reopen under strict guidance from the state of Colorado. They're making money again, but they're not out of the woods yet. Marchino predicts some businesses could see a delayed economic fallout from the virus late this summer.
I think right now everybody's just happy they can start to open. I feel like the locals have been providing a lot of support because they want to support local business. I feel like the governments that are getting the CARES money coming down, that will start getting put into businesses. There's still options.
But with that optimism comes some uncertainty.
We're losing a business that's going to be closing because of COVID.
That's Maggie Goodell with the Mancos Chamber of Commerce. Her message to small business owners is to be flexible.
The businesses that are surviving are ones that are, you have to be adaptable in today's market, and they're the ones who could adapt and change their businesses quickly to takeout, to mail order, to e-commerce.
To help small business owners pull this off, the Mancos Chamber recently partnered with the Cortez and Dolores Chambers. According to Goodell, the new Tri-City Economic Task Force offers classes and programs to help both chamber members and non-members through the pandemic.
Our future goals are to continue to grow on those classes, do more things helping people with their websites, with their social media, letting them find different ways to do business.
How do you reinvigorate the economy of an entire region and do it while the virus is still present? Part of the recovery plans, according to Laura Lewis-Marchino, should focus on job creation.
What are the low-hanging fruit sectors that we can focus on and grow? Like, is that home-based workers? Is that expansion retention where we try to help every business maybe hire one new person?
Southwest Colorado has had several major blows to its economy in just the past 5 years. The Gold King mine spill, the 416 fire, and now a global pandemic. Marchino says that a viable recovery plan includes lessons from what other regions have done after major disasters. The subject is actually part of an upcoming webinar from Region 9.
We belong to several national associations, and they have done a lot of research around disasters. This research looks at how long did it take communities to recover, and what were the components that led some communities to not only recover but thrive, and other communities to stagnate?
The past 3 months have felt like years for many business owners. First, it was layoffs and locking the doors. Now reopened, proprietors are seeing that foot traffic and sales figures are down. Maggie Goodell advises businesses to wait, watch, and be ready to change.
We don't know how long this is, but the idea is to stay safe while reopening, so then we don't have to close down again, and then find, like I said, find ways to adapt.
Laura Lewis-Marchino sees strength in place.
We have a really resilient region, and if we think a little bigger as a region, we're going to be okay. This is just a really unknown, scary, tough time.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.